Mass murder in the midst of mass love. America's sleep is broken by an attack of such brutality, of such mass death, that it seems like a nightmare. But it isn't a dream. A young Muslim American man enters a gay club in Orlando, Florida, The Pulse, and unleashes an orgy of death. Before it is over, 50 souls are dead, and some 53 others suffer serious gunshot wounds. Before the blood is washed from the floor, an American demagogue, a notorious presidential candidate, points to the carnage as proof of his anti-Muslim rhetoric. The irony arises from the fact that just hours before this outrage, many, many Americans, black, white, Jewish, Christian, gay, straight, Native Americans, and Arabs, were mourning the passing of perhaps America's best known and best loved Muslim, Sheikh Muhammad Ali. That both these events occurred during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan is telling, both about America and human diversity. According to Islamic hadith, or recorded belief, the month forbids Muslims to wage war. Yet this is America, and it was home to two American-born Muslims. One, the grandchild of African slaves. The other, the son of Afghani immigrants. One will be remembered for generations for his courage, his dedication to freedom, justice, love, and compassion for all humanity. The other will be an historical asterisk attached more to the number of his victims than to his name. One's name is a global blessing. The other's name will become a curse. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.